We're all set.
Alrighty, guys. I now call this meeting of the Winchester Town Advisory Board to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll start with a roll call for January 28th, 2025. Over here we have...
My name's Chris Hooper.
On the phone.
Cynthia Barnion.
And I am April Mensch. And then...
I am Mallory, Secretary.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner of Sacred Loop Liaison.
I'm John Merrifield, Plan of the County.
Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner for Commissioner of Sacred Loop.
Excellent. Is there anyone else from the county here? Just double check. Okay. Next, we will move on to item two, public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be listed to 3 minutes. Please stand up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, we can certainly do that. Do we have any public comments?
Thank you. My name is Dan Tutlin for public comments. I live at 802 Vegas Valley, which is just right across the street from the map that Alan's going to show. It's 750 feet. I live across that fairway, and I've lived there for about 22 years. I am a fan of Commercial Center. I eat at the Mexican restaurant, the Colombian restaurant. I'm mad the Thai restaurant went away. Ron McMenemy owned New Orleans Square. It was great. There was a flower shop there. I'm pro-business. My concern for this business is just two things. Noise and the hours, and it's well within the sound zone of being that close with no structures in between. So one thing that I did pick up in doing some of my just reading the newspaper and following along was the Sphere recently cut a deal with Park Towers. The rich people, I would hope middle class and poor people still can enjoy quiet enjoyment as long as with rich people, but their deal was nothing after 11:30 and only 18 days a year. And it was a deal cut by Commissioner Sagerbloom, I believe, is how I've read that. I'm not sure where the negotiations is. Obviously, it's not with me. But I think that the hours till 3 a.m. are unnecessary. And I think the noise is a real concern. Even there, Mr. Sagerbloom said, there's ways to monitor the noise. And they had it at decibels. I don't know anything about decibels. But we all know what's a nuisance in our very own home and backyard. So with that, I thank you for my time and public comments. And should I return this to you?
I can take that.
Okay. And so thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Anyone else for any other public comment? All right. We will move on.
Chair, we do have Judith Siegel on the
phone. Oh, please state your name for the record. Oh. Can she not hear us?
Can you hear us?
Hi.
Judy, can you just state your name for the record really quick?
I'm Judy Siegel.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Now we will move on to the approval of minutes for December 10th, 2024. Do we have a motion to approve?
I motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the agenda for January 28th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to informational items. Do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
Excellent. Next, we will move on to the planning and zoning portion. We'll start with item one, Angeles Del Mar Trust, waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce setbacks. Two, reduce building separation. And three, increase hardscape in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.17 acres in a residential single-family zone. generally located on the north side of Vegas Valley Drive, 220 feet east of El Cajon Street within Winchester. Do we have our person here? Hello, sir. Feel free to come up here. If you can state your name.
This is a copy that I'm going to make a presentation from pictures of our project.
And can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Eugenio Medina.
Okay. And your address?
1612 Vegas Valley Drive.
Excellent. All right, go ahead.
All right. So, hello everyone. As I said, my name is Eugenio Medina. I'm here today with my daughter Yolanda and my wife Maria. And we're here today as a requirement because we request a waiver from the Department of Comprehensive Planning to finish an addition of two small rooms attached to our house. We have been living in Winchester Park for almost 20 years. We got a house in 2005. And since then, we love to live in this community. And as a homeowner, we all face new living style. And then we accommodate our homes to accomplish the new living style. And for saying that, I'm going to use two examples that is going to be really put you in context. Winchester Park was built in 1962, 1963. And back then, houses were built, well designed with only one car garage, or maybe one car porch for one car, and a lot of green grass. If you walk the neighborhood right now, you are not going to see green grass a lot. Low percentage of houses keep the green grass. And you see more cars using the driveway to be parked. You say, why? Because we face a new living style. More people are living now. The population has grown. And the homeowners have to adapt their property to accomplish the new living style. We now, as a family, are facing a brand new living style. And I think that you're going to be familiar with the terminology working from home. Working from home is good in very a lot of aspects, but also brings to the family and to the house mainly a lot of challenges that the family have to deal with. And one of the examples that I would like you to put you in context is that the stress because of the regular living routine is very disturbing for the person who works from home. Let's say, watching TV, cooking, all of that, because the houses were not built with an office. Office is a special room designed to do the job from the house, little bit away from the regular noise of the routine, but these houses were not built with a special office, that way. Also, there is another side effect, which is mental health for the whole family that must live almost in total silence. If you have somebody, a family member working from home, you will see how stressful it will be. Because the regular noise of the regular living has to be canceled. Because any noise can disturb or can distract your family member who is working just 5-6 yards away from you. Watching TV is really hard. Make a conversation with your spouse, you have to be next to her almost 1 feet. Because you cannot say, you cannot stop from the living room to the dining room, something, because now you cannot. So, because we are facing that, because of for multiple reasons, our daughter is living with us now, and she works from home. We make a decision to build two small rooms attached to the house. And this is one of the steps that we need to follow. To solve that situation, we decide to make this project. But even though we are doing this project, we are always focusing on improving the quality of life for our family while maintaining a good aesthetic of the house and at the same time keep the neighborhood looking nice. Because for the course of the last 20 years, we have been improving little by little our house, but always having in mind that we have to keep our neighborhood looking nice, because anyway we live in this neighborhood and respecting everybody. So at this point, I would like to ask you please your support for us to finish our project. And other than that, I would like to thank you for your time and thank you for the group.
We have any questions from Yes? Could you please stand up, state your name and your address for the record?
I've been to 1647 El Segundo. I don't live too far from him and stuff like that. I'm assuming that 90% of my street has redone all their houses. The one next to me just added, we'll say, another house. I mean, he's got like two more bedrooms he added to it, three bedrooms. The one up the street has five bedrooms, and everybody else in the neighborhood has from three to four bedrooms in that neighborhood. They're mostly all families, and so because the school is right there on the corner. And he's talking about noise. Well, I'm assuming that you don't hear the airplanes.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah, you don't hear that, but like that. But like I said, is everybody getting permits for all this stuff? I don't see them out, you know, because they are building on, but I don't see the permits. Because I know when I built on it, we had to go for permits on everything.
Okay. I can't answer that question for you.
Okay. Just a question.
Anyone else?
I have a question. It says he's going to increase your hardscape.
Sorry, name an address for the record, please.
Betty Real, L-E-A-L, 3040 Bel Air
Drive. And if you could please stand up so that we can all hear you.
It says you're going to increase your hardscape in conjunction with the existing single-family residence. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean widen your driveway?
Put concrete on the driveway.
Sorry?
When they refer to the hardscape, they are talking about what is covering the backyard and the side and the front yard. By the code, single family residents should have no more than 60% than all that area covered by anything else than grass. But it's not, if you walk the community, you will see not 60%. You will see very low percent of green grass. Most of the people have been covering by desert landscaping, pavers, artificial grass, concrete, and there is no way, if you are the community, you won't see that. So what we did was, we removed a very dirty rocks. It was totally contaminated with seed and grass and all that. We removed all that, and we put concrete to have room to accommodate cars on the driveway. And this is another thing that they said that, you have to have permission for that. This is when I learned that by the code, any single family that resident have to have no more than 60% cover with anything else than grass. And I can tell you, I live in this community for 20 years, and I invite everybody to walk the community and just half a tally mark of all the houses that you can see that has less than 60% or let's say 40% covered by grass. There is no way. But because this is another new living style that we are facing as a homeowner. The water shortage is hitting Las Vegas. And by the government, all the way down to us, we have felt the necessity to replace the grass. Because for every square foot that you have grass at home, you consume a lot of water. It means that if you replace the grass, you are contributing to reduce the water consumption. So that is something that we also, as a homeowner, have been trying to accommodate our new living style. But they refer to that. They refer to, okay, you have too much concrete.
And it's that concrete for parking is my question.
Right.
For parking.
Yeah, for parking.
How many parking spaces?
I have now three parking spaces.
And how many more will you have?
No, not just three. I have only two parking spaces, and then we remove the rest of the rocks that was really contaminated with seed. It was in really bad shape. And instead, covering with rock is not considered grass. So for them, for the city, rocks is also hardscaping. Remember, 60% should be grass.
Thank you.
Grass.
No.
I just, Do we need him to state his name?
We're still doing public comment. We will respond accurately to the your questions if we need to.
Do we want to pause so that our member can state his name for the record?
Yes.
My apologies. My name is Brad Evans.
Excellent. All right. Do we have any one who would like to make public comments in regards to this? All right. We'll move on to the board. Do we have questions?
Can we have clarification from staff? Some of the comments made were not quite... So to her question, staff is here.
Yeah. So when the county refers to hardscape, that's bricks, pavers, concrete, asphalt, you know, things that are impermeable where water can't percolate through. Whereas, like, I'm looking at some of your neighbors, they have, you know, like what you probably had at some point where you had decorative rock that we don't consider hardscape. So that would be what we essentially would call softscape. So it'd be rock, grass, artificial turf, you know, things like that, things that water can percolate through. So.
That's why you need the waiver, because you are not meeting that standard.
Correct, yeah. So the current standard is at least 50 or 60% of the front yard. No more than 60% of the front yard, from the front of the house to the back of curb or the property line, can be hardscape. Anything more than that requires the waiver, which is what you're asking for.
I understand that.
And the other comment, the question where everyone has it similar, it's because people are building things unpermitted. So we are on a reporting basis, so it seems like someone might have reported the property, and that's why folks have to come before the board to get the waiver of things that they are building or have already built.
I'm sorry, we have passed the public comment section. Comments from the board? Questions from the board? Questions, Chris?
I'm trying to think. I'm still trying to get familiar with things. So you're the crux of your request is to get a permit for the exception regarding the 60% coverage of your yard in your front yard?
Not mainly. So what we were requesting at the very beginning was to let us to finish the addition. When we went to the city for all the to submit all the plans and pictures and all of that. This is when they came with the information that we, because they had the pictures of the house from years and years. They said, but you have to also request a waiver for the hardscape. And they said, we incorporate that into our request.
So this current request is part of your bigger project?
Yeah, this is like a side request, because our main request was to be able to finish the addition.
Okay.
So when we present that application, the second meeting that we had in the city, this is when they told us, wait, but you also need please to request a waiver for the hardscape. And they said we incorporate it into our application.
So what happened is it was a code enforcement complaint, and then the code enforcement looked at everything that was not permitted, and they just said, just put it all in one application. So there's different waivers that they're asking.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's how it's implemented. If you look at the agenda, I think it's different.
Okay.
It's one of five.
So my question is, this structure is already partially built.
Partially built.
Did you get a permit before building the structure? Did you apply for the permit?
No.
Okay. Why didn't we apply for a permit when we started?
I didn't know that I needed it. And after I knew that I needed it, well, we are following the instructions that we have been told.
Okay. So are you aware of what the staff report says, is recommending?
The status?
So the county staff comes and they make a report. Have you had been able to look at it? It's posted for the public.
So when you submit your application, the staff writes whether they recommend approval or denial of the waivers.
Yes, when we submit the application, the person is working with us, let us know everything that we had to go through.
Yes.
They explain us, okay, you have to put in your application this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And then this is when we were advised that, you need to go to the town board meeting. Mm-hmm. So we are following
everything,
all the steps that they explained to us that we need to follow.
So,
does he understand what you guys say in English, or do you want me to translate for him?
Christian wants to know if you would prefer that we phrase our questions in Spanish, or is English okay?
Would you please?
Okay, he says yes.
Spanish.
Okay, I'm going to go in Spanish for a second, okay? Mire, paisa, lo que están preguntando si usted ya sabe el resultado, porque usted empezó a hacer esta obra sin permiso, y el Estado ya dio una solución. Usted no ha leído la solución, porque la solución es pública.
El condado dio un reporte si una recomendación si quieren aprobar o no aprobar su
protesta.
Sus protestas.
No, we are in this process. We don't know the result yet.
Okay, so there is a
report that we all received.
Oh, we haven't received that.
Okay. So you don't get an email, it's just posted on the agenda or in the meeting.
But again, we don't know.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know what it says now, just so you're aware of what's happening. So the staff, because it doesn't meet county code, they are recommending denial. But I want to just make sure that you understand the reasons why they're saying. One of them is with the shed. They're saying that may have negative impacts on fire safety because your shed is too close to your house. And with the hardscape, it's a high heat vulnerability area. That's what this is their words. They're saying that all of the concrete creates a heat island, as opposed to where we discuss like the rock and stuff, doesn't create as much of a reflect as much heat as the concrete does. And that's not, I'm just letting you so that you're aware of what they've printed in this report and what we're looking at.
Okay. But
do you want to go ahead and tell them, Christian?
Mire, lo que ellos están diciendo es que ya usted se la. Lo que nos están diciendo nosotros es que le neguemos porque la casita que tiene atrás no tiene los 5 pies de separación del vecino. Y como es una casita, la única manera que va a poder lograr hacer eso es que la haga fireproof. La única manera, o que la mueva 5 pies de la casa del vecino, de la pared del límite del vecino. Ese es uno. Luego, el parte de frente, si usted mete concreto, más del 60%, más del 40% de lo que ellos están diciendo, hace una como isla de calentamiento. El sol refleja contra el concreto y se levanta más calor. Por eso es que ellos dicen que rocas no hay problema porque se filtra el sol y se va para abajo. Pero si usted pone concreto completo, eso es lo que prohíben ellos. Solo pueden poner 40% y el otro 60% tiene que ser rocas, no hay para otro.
And I could provide you a copy of the staff. I have an extra copy.
Yeah, I have one too. I have one too.
What I would like, because we have a meeting. The next meeting that we have to go is on February 18th in the club in the city. So, is that the final decision? I don't really know.
So we are an advisory. We only work in an advisory capacity, and when you go to the commission, they're going to listen to what we said and what everyone in the audience said, and then they're going to use that as a tool to decide the ultimate decision.
The staff report is also the recommendation. So they're recommending denial. The town board can choose to support that, approve or deny it, but the final decision goes to the planning commission.
Right, okay.
And I have one more question that's just for... So there is an active violation for building without permits. If this is approved, will that void that...
Yes,
violation.
So after you get zoning approval, you have to get the building department and fire approval.
Yeah, we have been advised about that.
Yeah.
But this is the first step that we were told that we have to follow.
Any other questions?
I'm just curious in terms of context. This project you're looking for approval, is this work you're going to do yourself? Do you have a contractor doing this for you? Do you have a schedule for all of this?
We have been doing that with friends of ours, people who have skills in construction. This is how we have been doing that. Not exactly company, but people who works in construction that are willing to help us, knowing that we have a problem in our house about what we were talking. And they say, okay, we can help you out with that. Just that.
Okay. Do you have a schedule?
The schedule is stopped right now, waiting for everything. Okay, so, now we are not working, we are just waiting.
Sure, so things are paused.
Yeah.
How much time do you think it would take you if you were to start?
If I would like to start over again? No, I
well, but in your mind, how much do
you think? To finish?
Most of
to finish, I would say 7-10 days, no more than that. It's almost done, It has a roof, half the ceiling, they have everything. It's now we are it's almost covered by drywall. Almost. It just finished the drywall texture, tile, painted.
And this is just the zoning approval, so we have nothing to do with that. So
oh okay.
Yeah, right.
That's the building. You're just zoning.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
I wanna do a motion.
All right, what is your motion?
Motion to deny.
Can I say something?
Yes, Judy. Go ahead.
Hola.
Hola.
Hablo español. Solo quería, ¿tú compraste la casa así o tú que estás haciendo ese trabajo?
No, la casa, yo le estoy haciendo ese trabajo porque lo que estamos haciendo es una oficina. Mi hija trabaja desde la casa. Y el ruido normal del trabajo de una casa, cocinar, mirar la televisión, conversar con un amigo si viene a visitarte, está siendo muy difícil para la familia. Y lo que,
okay.
Y lo que decidimos fue hacer una pequeña oficina en la parte derecha de la casa para que ella pudiera poner esa oficina de trabajo y no afectando
claro.
A nosotros como familia.
Pero el problema es que no sacaste el permiso y yo creo por eso llegaron a ver el trabajo que estabas haciendo. Y si no hay permiso o no se agarra permiso, el condado es responsable por si un día hay daño o algo, y por eso te hicieron hacer todos estos ese papeleo.
Sí.
Sí, por eso, porque si ellos ven que algo no está permitido, luego puede y algo pasa, puede ser un gran problema.
Sí, lo entiendo, sí.
Nosotros lo que te estaba explicando a la señorita es que nosotros solo somos un grupo que da consejos y o más podemos nosotros a veces aprobar y no aprobar lo que nos deja también el condado. Y lo que están diciendo es que como lo estás haciendo no es aprobado. ¿Tú cuando fuiste a hablar con ellos, había alguien en español allí para que te pudieras explicar cómo si lo podían aprobar para que tú podías hacer este cuarto? ¿Alguien te habló en el condado en español para explicarte a lo mejor de esta manera si puedes o si tienes un contratista que puede enseñar cómo se puede hacer? Porque la manera que lo quieres hacer no están aprobando y nos mandan esas notas a nosotros.
I'm just going to translate, Judy, just for the record. She's just asking if the building was already existing, and she was giving advice that the county's responsible if there's not contracts or if there's not building permits pulled, and that's why staff is recommending denial. And then she asked if he had spoken to someone at the county that could advise him more on working with staff in Spanish.
Sí, la comunicación con la ciudad ha sido bien. Yo siempre he ido con la hija mía que habla muy bien el inglés y tenemos muy buena comunicación entre la persona del condado y nosotros, y por eso es que hemos ido pasando por todos los planos. El arquitecto ha trabajado, ya hemos hecho los planos, se los hemos presentado a la ciudad. Para el departamento de zoning, todavía no hemos estado en el building department porque tenemos que pasar primero por zoning, y en eso es lo que estamos. Si el departamento de zoning aprueba, entonces tenemos que ir al departamento de construcción para tener el building permit.
I have a question for the county. Are they saying it's just too close to it's just too close when he wants to build?
Yes, that's the way the waiver. He needs the waiver. It doesn't meet the 5-foot setback.
Or the separation from the primary.
Got it. Okay. He also, do you want me to translate what he just said to the board?
I think, no, I gave a brief summary.
Okay.
I just have one more. I just want to clarify one more. Everything we're mentioning here, the shed, the structure, the driveway, that's already done. When did you... Yes?
Yes. This is other thing that I would like to let you know. The shed is done, but the shed was not the primary reason why we request the waiver.
I understand that.
So we are requesting the waiver originally for the addition and on top of the addition. And the waiver is metal. It's all metal. It's not wood. It's metal. But the waiver now is also inside the all the waivers, or maybe 7 points, out of one that we thought that we have to request.
How long have the shed and the driveway been
I would say
in place?
3 years, 4 years.
Okay, so it's been some time.
Sure.
Okay.
3 years, 4 years now.
So if, in theory, you were to be denied on this, it would come at a great, what would that mean for you?
If the shed is denied,
mm-hmm.
Well, if it is denied, I don't have any other option than tear it down.
Okay.
Yeah, and waste all the resources and money.
Okay.
But I would like to know, okay, out of 7 points in my justification letter, I have 7 different points that pops up in the city. I would like to know which one is approved, which one is denied, because there are 7 different.
They're all denied.
And they are all. They are all. So it means that the patio cover, the carport structure, so everything is denied.
That's what staff recommends. The town board has this
is really frustrated, disappointed. The carport was there even when we bought the house.
So
defense.
Yeah, so that is based on our rules. So what staff looks is it doesn't meet rules, then they recommend denial. But it's up to the planning commission to make the final decision.
May I say something? May I?
Yes.
They also ask us to ask for the waiver for the block fence in the sidewalk. Also that. And I understand the codes and the rules and all that, but also the fence, blocks and metal, they say that you have to respect the waiver. And the fence was there when we bought the house 20 years ago. But I understand that. If it is what it is, I have to accept that. I don't have any other choice.
We understand. We see you, other people just like you.
I will take responsibility for that, and this is why I would like you to support. This is why I would like you, please, your support.
Yes.
Let us ask to finish our project and to live in the way that we are desiring to live because of the new living style, working from home and all that. Because that was the main issue, living from home. And from there, we are pulling items that were built before 2005.
Okay.
And now, after 20 years, but again, this is why I would like you to please your support.
Do we have any other questions?
Are the people...
Sorry, can I tell him something in Spanish real quick?
We're going to let... we'll let Brad ask his question first, and then you can go next.
Mine's real short. So, your friends that are working construction, do they have licenses to do construction? So are they doing the work to code? Do they have licenses to perform that work, whether they're doing it for free or not?
And I'm sorry to interrupt. That's not the board's jurisdiction. You're just looking for zoning. That's the building department.
Oh, sorry.
No worries.
Well, okay, I just want to make sure it's built safe.
Yeah, you can always say, hey, just we recommend, because that's what the building department will want.
Okay.
You can say that. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Chris, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to say it's in Spanish, guys. Maybe Beatriz can translate afterwards. Okay, miren, si nosotros le damos ahorita lo que usted está haciendo, porque no sacó los permisos, no hizo todo lo demás, no es el fin. Porque puede ir al county cuando vaya allá a downtown, y ellos le pueden decir cómo puede arreglar, por ejemplo, el shed. Si el shed usted lo hace fireproof, lo puede dejar donde está. Hay varias soluciones para los problemas que usted tiene, pero tiene que ir al county, porque el problema número uno que todos estábamos viendo es que no sacó permisos para hacer esos trabajos. Usted solo empezó a hacerlos y no tiene permiso. Y como le dijo la señorita antes, si algo le pasa al vecino de usted, al otro lado, el county tiene que responder por eso. Por eso es que nosotros no le podemos aceptar ahorita como está. Pero usted puede ir al county y buscar soluciones, porque siempre hay una solución para arreglar el problema. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, déjeme, I would like to say something about that in English. When we went to the Clark County, the city, when we went to the city, to the planning department, they told us, this is your first step. You don't need to go to building department right now. You don't need to worry about how they think and how you build this. You need to worry about if we approve to stay your what you built in that area. After we approve you to be there, you need to deal with the building permit. They are the one who is going to say what this gentleman is referring to. Mm-hmm. They are the one who comes to my property and say, that, oh, wait. For you to keep this shed here, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that. We are not there yet. We want to be there yet, but if we don't have the approval for zoning, there's no reason for us to go to the building department. Zoning said, no, you cannot have that structure there, even if you did it with a contractor. Even that, because we didn't approve that addition stay in that area.
Yes, that's correct.
This is why we are now doing our first step.
Yeah.
If the comprehensive planning department approve the addition to a state in that place, this is when the building department comes with the inspector. That bin is not there correctly. The wire is not correct. The connection is not right. You have to fix it. We would like to be there, but we are not there yet. This is why we are here. This is why we ask your support. I want to be on that stage. I will be more than happy because I know that has been done correctly. And I am willing to do whatever they ask us to do to keep it and to save the waste of money and time that we have been putting. I would like to do that. I would like to be there, but we are not there yet. We now need your support.
Yeah. All right. Do we have a motion? Would anyone like to make a motion?
Motion to deny.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those against? Aye.
Aye.
Are you for or against?
I am against approval. I need more information to understand it.
Okay, so that's...
Can we perhaps hold the item and him get more information or go about it and...
There's a motion on the floor, so you have to vote on it. If you hold this item, you would hold their planning commission item too. Because this goes to the planning commission on the 18th.
And I think you're the last one that hasn't voted.
Oh. So you can, but you just have to vote.
Or hold it. Vote and then make another motion, or just vote on what's on the floor.
There's a motion on the floor, so you have to vote what's on the motion on the floor. If it fails, then you can start another motion to hold it.
So the motion that's on the floor is a motion to deny. Let's start over.
You can do a roll call. That'd be easy.
We'll do roll call. So motion to deny. Christian?
Aye.
Brad?
Aye.
Deny.
Chris?
Aye.
Aye.
And Judy?
I want to say motion to approve.
You can either aye or against.
Against.
And me, April, against.
So the motion passes because it's 3-2. Mm-hmm. So... the board has voted to deny the application 3-2. But your next meeting is at the Planning Commission on the 18th, where that's where you'll have your final recommendation.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I just need.
Can I borrow your cell phone to call Judy? Because Becky has to leave. Judy, I'm going to call you back in a second.
But you can continue the meeting.
All right, everyone. We're going to move on to our next item. This is going to be item 2, UC-24-0734-JJNP LLC and NPS Investment LLC use permit for a proposed banquet facility in a conjunction with an existing shopping center on a portion of 18.82 acres in a commercial general zone within the Maryland Parkway Overlay. Generally located on the west side of Market Street, 450 feet south of Sahara Avenue within Winchester. Do we have our applicant here? And please, we'll come to the front and just remember to state your name and address, please.
Anthony Cortez, 953 East Sahara.
Dimitri Stavros, 953 East Sahara Avenue.
Could you please spell your name?
Dimitrios.
We're recommended to bring copies of our site plan, elevations.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how many, just 2-3 of them.
Yeah,
that's right. So I'll just read our statement, our vote. Our company, Las Vegas Event Center LLC, seeks to approve for the development of a multi-purpose event center. We formally requesting a special use permit to allow a banquet facility. Our vision for the project is to create a facility that will enhance the local community by offering flexible event spaces for a wide range of private and corporate functions. Specifically, the center will serve as a venue for banquets, weddings, anniversaries, quinceañeras, and other celebratory events. Additionally, we aim to provide rentable space for conferences, meetings, group assemblies with customizable seating arrangements to accommodate various types of gatherings. We believe that the Las Vegas Event Center will bring valuable benefit to our area, including economic growth through increased business activity and a venue that supports community engagement and celebration. We thank you for your time, for your consideration.
Excellent. All right. Anything else? Do we have any questions from the general public? Yes.
Good evening. My name is Alan Stan, 2855 Geary Place, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. If I could have this into the record, this is a map that shows the distance from the event center to the Las Vegas Country Club.
Thank you.
Dan Tutlin spoke earlier, and also our entire board of directors from the Las Vegas International Country Club Estates Homeowners Association is here with us tonight as well, Chris knows us well as well. So our main concerns, I have a couple questions. First of all, is there a liquor license associated with this application? I did not see anything.
Sorry, guys, if you can take all the conversations, it's hard to hear outside. Thank you.
Now we're going to be utilizing a food and beverage caterer. So there will not be an official liquor license.
So the caterer would be providing the license to the event center, is that
correct?
Is that in the application process already?
Oh. It's completely separate.
Oh, yeah. So I apologize. We're going to direct all questions from the audience, and then you'll have to kind of take notes, and then you answer them all at once.
Okay.
So I always forget to.
<It's okay.
laughs> Yeah, so unfortunately, we take all questions from the audience, and then you'll have a chance after to address them. If you need a pen, we can give you one.
Maybe get your phone and do notes on your phone.
You can mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you all can see, our residents live 750 feet away from the event center. I somewhat disagree with what planning statement says. There is no buffer. It's a wide open, clear field, straight across, music, traffic, Everything can be heard all the way by those residents that live on Liberace and our Tam O'Shanter Street, which is adjacent directly to Liberace. As Dan commented earlier, the hours are of great considerable request for us. 3 a.m. for quinceañeras, I can't imagine. We would request that if this is approved in any way, that they be heavily restricted to, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, something more reasonable for an event type facility. And lastly, I would request that if there is a one-year review on this, that it not be administrative, that it be put back on the agenda for the public to participate in. So I don't think any of my other board members have anything to say, but thank you.
Any other public comments? Really?
Oh. David Johnson, 892 Vegas Valley Drive. I just want to echo everything that was said. And the concern would be a 3 a.m. closing time. Nothing good happens after midnight.
Anyone else?
Jeanette Freshet, FRECHETTE, 2208 Loveland Drive, unit 2011. And they mentioned that the convention center would be helping them to do a lot of business, but even the convention centers usually are closed down by 6:30 at night. So there's really no reason for a 3 o'clock in the morning is just unjustifiable.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All right.
Once again, to the initial question in regards to a liquor license, we will be utilizing a food and beverage caterer to be a part of our event centering and assist all of our customers that would come in to have those events. I do concur with a lot of the convention stuff that we will have. We want to be flexible to be able to do the banquets and the conventions. So that, yes, typically is earlier. As far as the later night events, whether it be weddings or what have you, we base the timing based on all the other businesses that are there. Most of them do go about that late. So that's where we base the hours.
I do have a question. So just to clarify, I know where this location is. If I recall, you are adjacent to a 24-hour bar, an adult nightclub, and I believe a live music venue?
Yes.
What are the hours that those keep?
Well, like I said, they 24 hours, okay. Some of them, and some of them go as late as 4 a.m.
What do you expect your noise level to be in comparison to the noise levels that they are creating?
I would say equal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
So to clarify, I know this area, so there's several bars and restaurants and 24-hour things. So this would be there, and you're saying the noise that you make there would be equal to the bar Badlands that's in the corner, right? And
yeah.
As well as other event centers that are there as well. Mm-hmm. It would be contained. I understand the concern about that between there and the residents. There's right now it's just kind of an open field. There's plans for development on there, but there's other restaurant bars that are actually closer to that resident area than we would be.
And how long has this building been vacant?
2 years.
2 years. Chris, question? I'm sorry.
No, it's just about parking.
It's not
okay.
That part of the meeting.
Okay.
Chris?
I was just curious, do you have regular business hours you're going to keep, or are they going to be flexible?
Flexible.
Okay. Are you anticipating your business will be busiest on weekends and holidays sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Christian, do you have any questions?
No, I don't think so. I think I do want to do a motion to approve.
Well, let me check with Judy. Do you have any further questions?
I don't.
Okay. Do we have a motion from the board? I think, yes, you wanted to make a motion. Go ahead.
Yeah, motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye or nay?
Okay.
Nay. And aye. Motion carries. And congratulations. Motion passes 4-1. You'll move on to your next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I get the pen back? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I have extra pens.
It's
okay.
Sure. I mean,
that will, you know.
For our next meeting.
Yeah, that way you've already set up.
Yeah.
They're probably jumbled up, though.
Okay. She wants to keep her.
No, you can keep
it. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Alrighty, guys. So next we'll move on to general business. Our general business is to, or do I say it or do you say it?
Oh, whichever.
Okay. We're going to elect a new chair and vice chair of the Winchester tab for possible action.
And just to clarify, the chair cannot be chair or vice chair, but the vice chair can be chair.
Okay. So that means we're electing all new people. Do we make a motion?
Yeah, and so someone can nominate someone on the board.
Can I make two?
Yeah.
So I would like to nominate Christian for chair and Chris for vice chair. Sorry if you guys don't want that.
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you.
Is that in the form of a motion?
I make a motion to nominate. I apologize. I make a motion to nominate Christian as chair and Chris as vice chair. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Judy?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Congratulations. All right. Next, we will move on to, I'm passing the gavel to you, even though you're not here. So next, we'll review the Winchester bylaws.
Yes. Just wanted to let you guys know the bylaws are on the website. We always remind you to review them. I'm more than happy to provide printed copies if you need them, but they're on your town board webpage on Clark County.
Excellent. Finally, we will move on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Again, please stand up, state your name and address. Do we have any comments by the general public? We're good? All right, our next meeting date will be February 11th, 2025. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye, Christian.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Chairman.
Bye, Judy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me borrow your phone.
Of course.
And I have a question. I'm gonna let you know about that.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, Chris.